Welcome to Wolf Den's Dogs in the Den, your weekly insight into the fastest sport on four legs. I'm here with JC for the last time in 2024, the last piece of content that Den is going to make for 2024. It's been a big year.
It has been. You can see it has been a big year. Viewers at home wouldn't know, but there is absolutely no one in the office. I've never seen this in my life. It's an absolute ghost town. You look to your left just past RI and there is not one of the seven or eight tables filled. So we're down to our last three batsmen, RI, JC and Uncle Mao on the tools behind the camera. So
it's a bit like the Brisbane test. There's not a whole lot going on.
There's nothing going on.
Gasping for life.
We've got them right where we want them.
That's right.
Anyway, we just can't do anything about it.
Let's finish off with a bang. Let's get into it. The show rundown. We'll get your Thursday set. Then we're going to feature race replay. We've got three great races to go and have a look at. Then we're going to talk about the Phoenix, arguably the biggest greyhound race of the year, and the Group 1 Paul Wheeler from Wenny Park. Let's get into it. How did we go last week, JC?
Bum, bum. No good. Oh. No good. Don't act
one
like,
from three.
Acting like he's surprised, even though he already went through it like 5 minutes ago and he just completely tore me a new one. But yeah, no good. The one winner was probably about $1.20. So good luck to those at home that backed it. And hopefully they got out of jail because it was after the two losers. So you never know. There are some psychos out there that might have had their life savings on at the $1.20. So well done to you at home if you did that. But
you have done great all year. You are in profit and it's challenging what you do. So well done. So don't be too harsh on yourself.
Oh, exactly.
There's been a lot of good wins.
Fortunately, I don't get locked in the fixed prices like this Saturday set, boys. So I just get the SP after everyone's really dived into it. Hurts big time.
If you were able to lock in prices, it'd be way up around 20% or something like
100%.
That.
100%. Let's finish off.
We can only play the game that we're given, yes,
on
go,
a high
away
note,
you go
on a high note.
Thursday set.
Yes, we're going to go to Wentworth Park first, race one, number eight, Black Myth Wave. Nice young dog. He's won 6 of his 10 starts to date. Has had little luck in his last two starts. Bumped into two really sharp dogs, Mark to Market and Zipping Sereno. Finds a much weaker fifth grade race here and he should be winning. Race three, number two, Mr. Peregrine, a dog that we covered really early in our episodes. Boom youngster at the time. Hasn't quite gone on with it, but he's had 2 months off. And in between those 2 months, he has now ended up in the Andy Lord kennel. So Mr. Lord has pretty much won the Trainer of the Year in New South Wales for the last decade, realistically. Yeah. So he's in good hands there. Small field suits. Think he's got to go to a new peak, this dog. And we go to Hobart. Race nine, number one, Teddy Danger, was edged out at his most recent start by Fisher Fry over 340 metres. Steps up to the 461 metres here. Finds a weak race. Draws box one. Should be winning. So hopefully we can end the year on a positive note and go three from three.
Great stuff. Let's get into our review section. We're going to go to the Group 2 Laurels for the Bitches at Sandown last Thursday. And we are looking for Miss Envy from the Yellow. She doesn't start all that well, JC.
No. Sandwich. Box four runs out. She dives back in. But watch the courage. Miss Envy here pins the ears back, takes the runs. And once she lobbed into second position, unfortunately, Spirally Cyan leading the race was bum bum, was never going to win. Miss Envy, strong bitch, nice bitch, courageous win. One of the better wins I've seen all year. Just a gutsy chasing win.
She's going places, isn't she?
She is. Well, she's got a Group 2 under her name. She ran third in the Melbourne Cup. She just pushes Spirally Cyan out of the way, says, this is my race, goes straight to the front, wins by three lengths. 29.42 is quite a good run considering what she had to endure during the running. And as I mentioned, one of the best chase wins I've seen all year, especially at group level.
Let's go to the Group 1 Silver Chief at the Meadows on Saturday night, this time for the boys. And we are looking for Epitomize from the 8.
Yes, this was a very visually pleasing win, aesthetically speaking.
Sure.
Epitomize, the white dog, burns across from the outside, finds the front, crosses Giacomo just about now. Was always going to be tough to run down. Deadly Avenger looms ominously in second position, starts to take ground off him, passing those 600-meter boxes. At one point, he just gets underneath him. He's got all the momentum up. You think he's got to get past Epitomize, but the good dog that Epitomize is climbs back off the canvas, puts him away, holds him through the line. 29.75, that was his ninth win at only start number 11. That's a Group 1 win under his name. He's already made a Melbourne Cup final. And that was the first win, first Group 1 win for Bradley Greeno. Yeah. He's in his first year officially training greyhounds, and he's been going at 61% strike rate. It's phenomenal. You won't see anything better than that.
Yeah.
He's a grandson of Jackie Greeno and Kel Greeno, who've had plenty of good dogs over the time. Wow, she's fast, obviously, springs to mind. So Bradley Greeno, probably a lot more Group 1s to come and potentially buy his star dog Epitomize.
Wonderful stuff. Let's move to the Ladbrokes Hobart 1000, and we are looking for Bernie Burrow from the Czechs. Here we go.
Well named, this greyhound. As Uncle Mao rightly pointed out, he spears the lids, burrows underneath,
burrows,
Trey Fusus. Hotel Whiskey None. Anyway, Hotel Whiskey One does loom up to him mid-race, eyeballs him, potentially goes past him, but Bernie Burrow pulls that ball, stops, goes straight past him, holds on, wins in 25-49. Really, really good week for Mick Stringer. He got inducted into the Tasmanian Hall of Fame on Tuesday night, and then he follows up on Thursday night winning a Group 1 race and $100,000 jumps into the kitty. So great week for Mick Stringer. He's been a great trainer down there for a long time. I think that's his second Hobart 1000, and Bernie Burrow would definitely go into that Launceston Cup that's only a month away. Ladbrokes are sponsoring that event, and that triple, whatever it's called,
triple 100K bonus.
Bernie Burrow has, I guess, 1 foot in there, and hopefully he can get two more. He's got four of them, so 3 out of 4, not bad.
Fantastic. Let's move to our preview section. We can get straight into it with the Phoenix. $1 million to the winner. Huge race this Saturday night at the Meadows, our friends at the Meadows. That's a great-looking final field. Scalacci for the Ladbrokes Racing Club, our friends at Ladbrokes Racing Club. Of course, Scalacci won it last year and has drawn beautifully in the red. What do you make of it all, Mr. JC?
Well, the tried and true Scalacci is drawn exactly where he wants to be, obviously, and it's fitting that he's going to be wearing the Ladbrokes red rug jumping out of box one. As you mentioned, the biggest and best race of the year. Some might say otherwise, but it is the richest race of the year. You cannot deny that. $1.65 million up for grabs. $1 million goes to the winner. 8 slot holders involved here. Some big names. The Melbourne Storm have a runner in Lakeview Emily. That's been 3 runnings of this race. Rauschy's Fast won the first 2 editions, and Scalacci obviously won last year. So I'll go to the speed in this race first. Scalacci, Sunset Fraser, Lakeview Emily, and Explicit all look the speedy runners in this race. I think the draw is good for Explicit. If he didn't draw box one, I think box 8 would be his next best box. Mm-hmm. He can just stay out wide and mind his own business, zoom across a bit like what he did in the Melbourne Cup. And I've decided to end up going his way. I think he's boxed quite well. Sunset Fraser in box 4, hard crasher. That could potentially take Excavation, the second favourite, out of the mix. And Scalacci, I'm not too sure how well he's going. He's a dog that has actually performed on the big level more often than not, but he is sort of hit and miss at the start. If he gets a start right, he can obviously lead, obviously win like he did last year. But even so, if he does begin lead, Explicit sits outside him. He is stronger in the second half of the race. So I'm with Team Explicit. It's obviously his last run. And if he can finish up his last 2 runs with a Melbourne Cup, a Group 1 Melbourne Cup, a Group 1 Phoenix, and another $1 million lobs into the kitty, that's quite a career he's obviously had. So hopefully he can end on a winning note for Jason Thompson and Connections.
Unreal. Let's move on to the Group 1 Paul Wheeler Classic at Winnie Park on Saturday night. And a dog that didn't quite make the Phoenix field, Blue Camaro, is favourite here.
Yeah, well, this is a Group 1 race, and they are both running for Group 1 status. $75,000 to the winner, all ages, all sex. 4 heats last week, top 2 in each heat. Jump into this final. Speed in this race, got Blue Camaro, I'm a Mustang. Sammy Ethan, You Never Lose, gets late early. They can all push forward. They've all broken that 550 to the mark in recent times at Wentworth Park. Blue Camaro continued his love affair with Wentworth Park last week, saluting in one of the heats. He had box 6 on that occasion, had a vacant to his inside, burned across, led throughout, won in really good time. A lot of these interstate dogs, they tend to struggle at Wentworth Park due to the difference of tracks. It's a track where there's plenty of skyscrapers around the middle of the Sydney CBD. So he's a dog that is completely opposite towards that. He laps it up. He loves it. I've decided to end up with him on top. I don't think there's any reason why he can't win this race. He obviously won the $1 million chase only 2 months ago. That is the biggest race and the highest pressure race of the year at Wentworth Park. I think this race has a little less depth, obviously, to that race and a little less pressure. So from box 2, he's just really hard to go past, and he's obviously the deserving favourite in the final.
Fantastic. Well, mate, that brings us to a close. We've reached the end, so we won't really look ahead because we know what's going to happen this week, and then it's a bit quieter in greyhound racing over the new year period, but then it all starts to crank up, obviously, into next year. So.
Yes. Well, I want to thank yourself, RI, Kings, and everyone behind the camera, Trell Mitt, Uncle Mao, Junior, obviously on the socials, all of our guests that have come on, Tim Newbold, Peter Davis, Jason Sharp, Corey Smith.
Yep.
Group 1 Corey came on for a few episodes throughout the year. We've obviously had Brenton Avdullah joined thanks to RI. And most importantly, thank you to everyone at home that's tuned in. We love all your support, all the viewership, the comments, the likes, the shares, and obviously the following of the tips at times when you get a juicy enough price, which unfortunately I can't provide every single week, which seems to be the case. But yeah, it's been really fun. I've really enjoyed the experience, and thanks to all the support from Ladbrokes and also Racing Queensland in the middle of the year. I really enjoyed going up to the Winter Carnival with you boys. It was a good night up there. The canapes were absolutely phenomenal. As I said, the best set course menu I've ever seen at a greyhound racing track. So really enjoyed it. Hopefully we come back in 2025.
We'll be back in some capacity for sure. We'll go and talk to all those people that you just talked about, for those sponsors and those principal racing authorities, and see what we can do. But you mentioned the trip to Brisbane, and I made up this big sort of highlights package piece of content. It's called Woofed End this last year, and we're dropping it on YouTube tomorrow, 5 p.m. There's obviously a lot of horse racing there, but there is a bit of dogs in there too, because
apparently I feature heavily.
Yeah.
But you'd also feature very heavily too. I do.
It's very hard to cut me out because I'm pretty much in everything, because it's just sort of the way it is. But anyway, that drops tomorrow on YouTube at 5 p.m. It's good fun. Go and watch that. Other than that, I repeat the sentiments of everything that JC said. I can't say it better than him, so I'll just leave it with what he said. Thank you very much. Up the den, and we're going to see you in 2025.
Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.